Mr. Self hardly needs an introduction in one man, you know, for everybody who's been around here for any length of time. But for all the new people on the line, I just want you to know that not only is he part of the executive team at Home Office, really helping be a liaison between the field and the Home Office, and he is leading up that team, by the way, and there's only one of those positions, and he is the one leading up the executive marketing team and doing a phenomenal job. And I'll tell you this, we've known Mr. Self and been on vacations with him and his family and all of that. He has the highest accolades in the company, I think, you know, as far as...
If you did a popularity contest...
If you did a popularity contest, he would certainly win that. You know, over, you know, the $1 million a year is great, and all of that is great, and the high ranks and hitting all of those. And on stage, there's not a convention where he's not been hosting and training, and he's just absolutely...
On all the videos.
Yes, and you see him all the time on our Protecting the Family videos, so... You know Mr. Self in one manner or the other, but I will tell you, whether you know him from a distance or in person, he's the same person. He is a genuine, caring person. He returns our calls. He is
he's a class act.
A class act, and so is his family. I mean, he's got a wonderful wife and family, and it's just an honor for us to have him on our phone tonight. He doesn't have a vested interest in us at all or our team.
Also, he was Businessman of the Year for the entire United States. I mean, that's an honor.
Yeah, he's got many accolades. And so we appreciate you, Mr. Self, so very much. Thank you for spending a few moments with our team. We know you just got concluded your big team event. We know how busy you are. So thank you so much for stretching your calendar to squeeze us in. Thank you.
Oh, it's my honor. And anything for Frank and Teresa Coyne. And it's humbling to hear all those things. So I certainly appreciate it. And I know that it didn't have to be me. And I certainly will never forget that and haven't forgotten that because I took a look at this like everybody else who's seen Legal Shield and had the chance to say no or had the chance to say, well, let me think about it. You know, let me talk to my wife about it. Maybe this isn't the time for me right now, and I've tried a lot of different things. I feel burned out. I mean, I was in that place, and so I could have easily used any of those excuses. And I think that the people who knew me best during that time probably would have said, well, I understand. I understand because you've tried so many things before, and really three things prior to Legal Shield in terms of business ventures that didn't work out for me financially. And my wife was a little disheartened, if you will, with home businesses because I tried different things before, again, and it just didn't work out for me. And so I think she was being protective. As a matter of fact, I know she was, and she didn't want me to get my hopes up again to only be hurt in the end. And so so I certainly was in a position where, again, I could have said no, but I didn't. I didn't. And I'm so thankful that we said yes, you know, yes to Legal Shield, yes to accepting the mentorship of people like yourself, Frank and Teresa Coyne, and so many others that have poured into our lives in more ways than one, more ways than just Legal Shield. The thing I love about our business is that it's attached to personal development. And so you can't get away from growing in this business if you want to grow your business. So you have to grow yourself. And that's one of the things that I love about our business. And the late, great Jim Rohn always said, it's not about the $1 million. It's who you become on the way to the million. And that's what I love about our business. So anyway, thank you for having me on the call. I just want to share a few things with you all. A lot is going on, and I apologize for my voice cracking a little bit. I've been talking a lot over the last few days because, again, I am excited about where we are. The pendulum is certainly swinging in the right direction. And, you know, when you've got retention, and we focused on retention for a long time before folks really started to understand, wow, this is an important part of business, retaining customers. Any business, you name a business, and retaining customers is important, an important part of that business structure. And so folks get started with Legal Shield, and they think about acquiring customers because they think about the upfront money, and they should. But just as importantly, we should be thinking about retaining customers. And so we should work just as hard as maintaining and retaining our customers as we do getting customers. Because of our structure and the companies trusting us to pay us an advance commission in most cases, if that's the case, then we should certainly be focused on how much, how fast, and how long You see? So it's not just about fast. Look, I'm all into fast. I'm going to talk about that tonight. I'm all into getting it done fast. Look, who wants to make slow money? We all want to make fast money. Nothing wrong with that. Don't let folks talk you into, you know, oh, this is just a get rich quick. Everyone wants to make money fast, right? We're not saying that we're looking for illegitimate business opportunities. No one's looking for that. But there's nothing wrong with making money fast. If you can make an investment and make, get a return faster rather than slower, why not make that investment? We all do want to do that as long as it's legitimate, and that's the key there. And so we certainly want to make sure that everybody on this line understands there's nothing wrong with moving with a sense of urgency. That's one of the first things I was taught in the business. One, you have to have a high level of enthusiasm, and two, have a sense of urgency. And so that's what I was taught. So I certainly wanted to move as quickly as I could because I knew I'd get the support of my family. The faster I move, the more income I made, the more support I'd get. And I know you may be thinking, wow, that's kind of crazy that, you know, the family supports you when you start making more money. Well, yes, that's the truth. And it's not just the money. It's because of the peace of mind that comes along with it. You see, when you're not worried about some of the same things that revolve around the dollar, which most things do, right? If that's the case and you can get those worries out of the way, then what couldn't we focus on? Couldn't we focus on our purpose? Couldn't we focus on the things you feel like you love to do, you wake up to do, you're called to do? Those are the things that folks want to do. But it's hard to even focus on that when you've got something that has to do with money weighing on you. And so let me talk about this because one of the things that I was really attracted to with this industry was leverage. And I said, wow, if I can get to a position where regardless of whether I was on vacation for a week, whether I was working that week, whether I had to spend time with my grandmother that week, you know, because life happens, right? People get married, people pass away, people get ill. Things happen in life. And so if I had to take my foot off the gas of whatever business, right, in this case, of course, Legal Shield, then I wanted to make sure that my income didn't suffer. And that's the thing, again, I love about Legal Shield. I can rest my head on the pillow, and I don't have to worry about Legal Shield going out of business tomorrow. I don't have to worry about, you know, waking up thinking that, you know, I'm going to get a call from thousands of associates saying, I can't believe I trusted in you. You told me this was it. This was the real deal. And now the company's out of business. Or now we were doing all this illegitimate stuff and it's a scam. It's not, that's the thing I don't have to worry about. And I know it makes it easy for me to introduce people. It makes it easy for me to want to recruit people, want to talk to people. I was in Orlando last week and, you know, the guy who rented us the, I had to get a big 15-passenger van because there were 13 of us, they were my family, and so we believe in traveling with the whole family, my in-laws, my niece, my nephews. I mean, we take everybody because that's why I built this business, so that I can spend time with family. So anyway, bottom line is rented this van, got Enterprise, and said, hey, I said, you're in management here? He said, yeah, it's funny you said that. Just started up in management. And I said, man, congratulations. I can tell, you know, about your customer service. And he was so happy and so proud, and he should be. He was really a great guy. And so I got a partner of mine who actually used to be in management in Enterprise. And he says, wow, why did he leave? And I said, well, just time leverage, just wanted a little bit more time on his hand in management. He told me that he worked crazy hours. He said, oh, my gosh, he's not lying to you. You see, and so my point is it's easy for me to talk about it because I believe in it so much. You know, is that person going to join? I don't know. I'm going to follow up with him this week. Who knows? It's a numbers game. I don't know. But that's not even my intention is not to make everybody join. It's to get everybody the information and then sort through those people to find the people who are looking, find the people who are dissatisfied, find the people that want to move forward and be progressive in life and reach for higher goals. I'm not looking for the folks who said, look, I'm good where I am. I don't care if I did anything other than this. And, you know, I'm relaxed. I'm at a point in my life. Look, let them live that way. Nothing wrong with that. So you don't want to beat up on them. Maybe the time is not right for them. And so I'm always into encouraging people, sure, but not forcing people. And there's a difference. And so again, you know, all these things we grow, we learn it. But you know, I couldn't have learned how to do this any better unless I've gone through the numbers. You see? And so I went through a whole lot of numbers to get to this point. And folks say, well, how many numbers did you go through? Well, I went through my calendar and all my little books where I kept all my exposures, and I realized to get to 20 grand a month, I was over 1,100 exposures. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, before you even think it, let me just say it, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I could never get to that number. Sure you can. Sure you can. Because not, you know, you're thinking 1,100 as, you know, 1,100 presentations. I didn't say 1,100 presentations, 1,100 exposures. And you could do, you know, it depends on how long we're taking to get an exposure out. Not that long. You see, all we're doing is piquing the interest. That's all we're doing. We're just piquing the interest, finding out who's interested, who's open, who's looking to have more time this year than you had last year, who's looking to create additional cash flow on top of what you're currently doing, if it didn't take away for what you're doing right now, who's looking to help people live worry-free by getting them affordable access to attorneys. I don't care what 10-second commercial you give out. I'm not here to tell you what to say to what prospect. You know, I'm careful to say the same thing every single time because, you know, my cousin's different than your cousin. And then my, you know, my uncle may be in a different place than my cousin, so maybe I use a different 10-second commercial there. You see, so it's different. Sometimes I use a 30-second commercial because I need to say a little bit more, but less is best. You see, so all these different philosophies I learned along the way, but I learned by going through the numbers. Imagine who you become after 100. Imagine who you become after 300 exposures. Imagine the person you are after 500 exposures. You're a different person. Most people go through 20, and they expect to be this great recruiter, this great business builder through 20. You can't do 20 of anything and be a master at it. That's 20 classes of martial arts in my master. No, I'm not even off my first belt. See, 20 times going to the gym. You know, am I in the best shape in life? No. No, you're just detoxing at that point. Just getting your body warmed up. You see, and so, you know, I don't know why. It's a false expectation. And people, you know, say, listen, I'll talk to 50 and something's wrong. Well, yes, yeah, it's that you hadn't gone through enough numbers. That's all. That's all. So don't beat up on yourself. Don't feel like, well, I can never do this. No, we just haven't gone through. You haven't become good enough. That's all. And you can't become better. Don't beat up on yourself. You can't become better at anything that you don't do enough. So it takes time. That's all. And that's, this business is a legitimate business. It's a real business. And it's like, if you wanted to become better, if you wanted to be a dentist, if you wanted to be an engineer, 20 classes are not enough. I wouldn't let you operate on me. 20 classes, no way. 20 months, I wouldn't let you operate on me. You see? So my point is that we have to do more. That's all. Okay, recruiting is the key if you want to build leverage in your life. I love my leverage. That's the best thing. I can't express to you how I feel when it comes to leverage. But you have to recruit. Now, let's talk about this real quickly. We talked about enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is key, but we have to maintain the level of enthusiasm. Now, I'm saying it and it sounds good, right? But it's actually challenging. It's tough, and I'm just being transparent. It's tough to maintain a high level of enthusiasm because we're not because of us. Not because if you talk to everybody you talk to is positive, and everybody you talk to, they said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you, Teresa. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to get this level. I can't wait for you to get your Bentley. I can't wait for you to own this island. I can't wait." It'd be easy to keep your enthusiasm high. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait. You know, you'd be excited about it. However, we don't, you know, typically run into people like that all day long. We run into people, well, I don't know, how do I know? And hey, come over to my house, and I'm ready, and then they don't answer the door. Hey, call me in 5 minutes, and I'll be happy to listen to that call. And then they don't pick up the phone. I just want to find out what you like most about the DVD, or I haven't watched it yet. Or you put them on a 3 a.m. into a sizzle call, a pre-recorded call, and then at the end of the call, hey, what'd you like most? And they're not there. They hung up. My line dropped. So those are things we deal with. That's the real story right there. It's the real story. You know, you go through that. That's why it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Is it challenging? Sure. Is it worth it? Yes. Absolutely it is. And so, you know, I just don't want you to walk into this with an expectation that there aren't going to be challenging times. There are going to be many challenging times. But, you know, at a job, they're challenging times. If you don't do this, they're going to be challenging times. You see? You have challenges with relationships outside of Legal Shield, whether you join Legal Shield or not. Legal Shield just forces you to grow through it. It forces you to pick up on communication skills. It forces you to become better stewards over your wealth. It forces you to do things otherwise we would have retreated, perhaps. Perhaps we would have said, nope, not moving in that direction. But here, because of your associations and people that have your back and people that are locked arms with you, that synergy is created, and you're almost, you know, you're afraid to let the team down, so you're forced to move forward with them. And that's the reason why I'm so happy that, you know, I had people by my side. I just don't know if I would have kept going in certain points if I didn't have people by my side. But I did. I did. Now, I must admit, while you're recruiting, and because we're going to talk about building a large organization, I must admit that it does require some self-motivation, okay? It requires someone who is willing to work. And the reason why I say that, and the reason why I want everybody to pay attention to this closely, is because most of the people I recruit that have been extremely successful have always worked hard. They've always worked hard. They've never been lazy. To change a lazy person, someone who avoids work, into someone who desires to work is tough. It is. Can it be done? Absolutely. I believe that people can change if they choose to. And sometimes it requires, or sometimes it's because they're trying to avoid some pain that hurts so bad, they said, you know what, I refuse to be the same person I was last year. I refuse to be the same person I was when I joined this conference call as when I get off. So sometimes it's to avoid that pain that hurts so bad they're forced to change. Or they desire certain something so much. They desire to be able to spoil their parents because their parents is so much for them, or their mom is not doing as well, and they refuse to put their mom in a situation where she has no assistance because they can't afford it. So, you know, either you desire something or you're avoiding something. But my point in saying that is that the person who already has the work ethic is easy to work with, because when they have a private business reception, they're not trying to get out of it. You know, listen, there are plenty of people I know that are managers, directors, already having some success, and for whatever reason, they're hoping that the PBR cancels, hoping that they don't have an opportunity to go help some people, empower some people. And so that's what I mean by work ethic. Now, of course, the Coins have already had that work ethic, already extremely successful in business. You know, Mike Hume's already successful as a postal worker. He was already working overtime, wasn't avoiding the work. He was already working overtime, already accepting other people's routes. When they said, hey, look, I can't do it, he said, I'll take their route. He was already willing to do that. You see, there were people at my job at the mall. I had to say, hey, look, go do this. And they did exactly what I said, nothing more. If there was a piece of paper on the floor, they didn't pick it up. They only told them, they only went and swept what I said to sweep, nothing more. There were people who only did more if I was paying attention, only did more to get the credit, only did more so that I could praise them. And then there were folks that I say are perfect candidates for Legal Shield. These are the people, because they knew what they should do, they did it. So, for example, when I went into work at the mall, I already knew there were certain things I had to do to prepare the store before I opened up the gate to let the customers in. So no one had to tell me to do it. No one had to say, hey, look, my boss didn't call me and say, hey, did you remember to do this? I already did it because I knew it should have been done, you see? And so we know what we should be doing here is my point. We already know we should be getting exposures in every day. But does it require someone over our shoulder to say, hey, did you get your two exposures in? Or are we doing it because we realize it should be done? It's a part of our business. You know, are we reading the books of the month because we know it's a requirement if we want to grow more? If we want our business to grow, again, we have to grow. Or does it take someone to say, hey, don't forget to read your 10 pages? Now, I'm not saying a workout partner isn't good. A workout partner is great. Everyone needs accountability because life offers its own set of distractions. And before you know it, you forgot. Sometimes I set out to do things throughout the day, and if I don't write it down, I'll forget, oh, it's supposed to go to the cleaners. Well, I should have written it down. So we all need accountability is my point. But we also need a sense of urgency. We also need, and I'm going to end with this, we also need a sense of urgency. And to really build momentum to build a large organization, you've got to keep a sense of urgency at all times. It can't be, well, let's see. We'll see what happens. We'll try to make it happen. Those aren't words of sense. Those aren't words that encompass the sense of urgency I'm talking about here. A sense of urgency says, if I'm calling a prospect tonight and I say, hey, look, I just wanted to follow up with you, didn't want you to think I forgot about you. I know that we talked about getting some information on Legal Shield, and I want to shoot you over a link right now. I want you to watch this video. What's the best time for you to view this 25, 30-minute video between tonight and tomorrow morning? See, that's a sense of urgency. Not, hey, do you think you'll have a chance to watch the video? Really busy this week. Let's try next week. See, no sense of urgency, so they give you whatever time they want. That's what I mean by sense of urgency. Hey, just want to see if you can make it out to our meetings. We have them every Tuesday, and just want to see which Tuesday. Every Tuesday? That's no sense of urgency. Well, I say second Tuesday in September will probably work for me because the summertime is really tough. My family takes vacation. See, you gave them the option. No sense of urgency. But what we're telling them is, look, you have an opportunity to save money, save time, to create a better future for your family. Man, if you knew what I know, this Tuesday would be the Tuesday. See, you're not saying that, but that's the attitude, right? Because we know that we're offering something that once they see it, they're going to say, you should have told me about that 6 months ago. You're going to say, well, I tried, but you know, you said you were busy. No, if you knew it was this good, you should have come to my house, hit me over the head, put me in a car, and took me there. Okay, that's what I mean. So it's a sense of urgency is my point. So whenever I'm on the phone with a prospect, when I'm on the phone with my associates, they always say, oh, I know you're so busy with stuff. It sounds like you're really busy at the time. And I don't have to be really busy at that particular time, but it's a habit of me sounding like that. So they always say that, you see. So I'm always sounding like that because I learned a sense of urgency is important. I'd rather get it done today than tomorrow. That's all. I'd rather make $1,000 today than tomorrow. That's all. I'd rather have 5 associates join today than tomorrow. Got it? I'd rather have 10 people looking at the DVD today than tomorrow. So that's where I want us at. Look, this is where we have to be in order to gain momentum. Momentum, once you get momentum, just a little taste of momentum, you'll never want to let it go. And we shouldn't. You never want to let it go because you'll say, oh, my gosh, this is what he was talking about. This is when you have three or four different associates all having two people get started in the same day. You're like, oh, my gosh, this is great. Welcome call here. Welcome call there. Private conference call here. Private business reception there. Five new people on your team at the briefing that week. That's when that starts. But it starts because you're saying today, not tomorrow. You got it? That's all. So, listen, what they say, well, listen, I can meet with you tomorrow. I'm just not sure. I'm going to have to say, well, hey, no problem. I'm a little crazy tomorrow myself. So what are you thinking, tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon? So you give them time because that's when you're available. So it's that multiple choice works, right? It's the sense of urgency in your voice. You don't have to talk as fast as I do. I know I talk really fast. So you certainly don't need to talk this fast. But it's about today instead of tomorrow. That's all. It's about the next available time. So if someone said they couldn't make it out to the weekly briefing, they said, oh, my gosh, I wanted to come out. I'm so sorry. I had every intention of coming out. My kids drove me crazy when I got home, and I had to do a project with them. You know, whatever the reason is for not being able to make it, I'm not going to say, okay, well, don't worry. You know, maybe next week we'll get you. No, next week? That's 7 days. What could happen in 7 days? I could, you know, sit down with her tomorrow with a cup of coffee. I could, you know, send her a video. She watched what she missed at the briefing online, and then she says, oh, my gosh, this is great. I say, great. Listen, what's the best time for us to get the people you care about most to get the same information? I could do something tomorrow afternoon, or I could do it tomorrow night. Whatever, you set up a private conference call, private business reception, something. She says, well, I've got three people right now I'd love to get this information too. So we do that right away. By the time the next week comes along, which is the weekly briefing she missed the previous week, she could have five, six, seven guests with her. However, if we didn't have a sense of urgency and we just said, hey, I'll see you next week, okay, so maybe you come out next week, it's just her. Now she's got to see it. She's got to get her question answered. Maybe we'll have to meet with her again for a cup of coffee before she makes the decision. But no, you had 7 days to work on her to get her started, and then she can invite her people out. So now she's having success at the next weekly briefing instead of just seeing it at the next weekly briefing. See how this works? And so you may be thinking, well, that's nice that one person gets to move in a little faster. No, 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 no. Listen to what is happening. Because this duplicates, and she starts to do the same thing, and you're teaching it through your whole organization, now three people, five people, eight people, 25 people, all doing this exact same thing, that's when you start to see exponential growth and you grow a large organization, because all of a sudden, everyone's growing together at a fast pace. Otherwise, you get one person here, and then one person there, and then one person next month, and then one person in November. And it doesn't really build up momentum. It doesn't, because what happens at that point, because of attrition, which happens in any business, any organization, I don't care what type, a church organization, a Boy Scouts club, you name it, doesn't matter, business, you know, it attrition happens. That means the same people, you eat at a restaurant today, go back to that same restaurant 6 months from now, you may not see the same server there, right? Just the way it is. Go to the airport, may not see the same people working there. That's attrition. That's what I mean by that. So my point is that that's going to happen here too. And so even more so here because we're doing something that's against the grain. So more folks are going to say, well, how do you know that's going to work? Come on, your father's never been successful at that, and he's tried a lot of different businesses or whatever. And so because of that, they buy the opinions of other people, and they drop out. Well, now you have to wait to get that one more. And then so you need more than one in the funnel at the same time. And that way you have more than one joining at the same time. Got it? So don't mean to sound insensitive. I don't mean like one as if they don't have their own name, generally speaking, okay, because I really do care about people and I really want to see people succeed. But I also don't want to see people fail while waiting to see other people succeed. What I mean by that is that I hindered my own success by waiting on a whole bunch of other people to do what they said they were going to do instead of working with those who were doing. Okay, one more time. I hindered my own success by waiting on people to do what they said they were going to do instead of working with people who are doing. It's simply said, work with the willing. That's what that means, okay? Instead of working with the talking, those who say they're going to do. Work with the actual, those who are actually doing. Now, encourage the others all the time. Always praise them. Always encourage them. Oh, that's awesome. Glad you made some calls today. I'm encouraging them. But those who are really doing the business, spend most of your time there. And you'll see that working with those leaders, developing them, you can build a phenomenal organization. Listen, I don't need to really dangle the proverbial carrot on the stick and talk about our future, but I will say our future is bright. And we've got some exciting things happening in Legal Shield. And I believe we will be, I know we'll be the envy of the home-based industry. And folks will look and say, I had a chance. I was there. And I lost the vision. And with the lack of vision, the people will perish. Not maybe, not possibly, they will. And it's unfortunate because most folks only see with their eyes. And how do you see beyond a mountain with your eyes? Can't, right? And so it takes vision. It takes faith to see beyond this mountain that's in front of you, because there are mountains beyond that one. But guess what? There's valleys in between them. And because of that, you're going to go through some things and grow through some things, but it'll be a phenomenal blessing for you at the end. So, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, appreciate you all. As always, I can't wait to see you all, just, you know, not just as business partners, but as friends. And most folks can't say that in our industry because there's so many unethical people and people who say one thing and mean another and do another. But I found real relationships here in our business, and you two are just great relationships that my wife and I built, and our entire family. We've all hung out in the islands together, and so it's just it's wonderful to have people who you know what you're getting when you're around them, and you're getting the real deal. So you all are in great hands, as you all know, and I look forward to seeing you all in Dallas, Texas, at the next Leadership Summit in September. So it'll be something different. The way it's structured will be different. The way you'll learn will be different with the workbooks. And so I'm looking forward to you thinking more. Critical thinking is key in success. I'm looking forward to, for those who have not been taught that, starting to really learn more about how to be a sharp business person, because that's who we are. We're business people. So looking forward to seeing you all in Dallas, if not before. Mr. and Mrs. Coin, I'll turn the call back over to you. Appreciate you all. You all have a great evening.
Thank you, Mr. Darnell Self, and it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on here. And please tell your wife and your whole family and everybody we said hello.
I will. You all take care. God bless.